Right now, though, it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, and we bring in the person who has brought us fantastic weather since Saturday, Thorin Christendotter. Thorin, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if I should take credit for that, but thank you.
Why not? I mean, it really, and this whole week is going to be just absolutely beautiful.
So, I'm loving it. Yeah. I was going over the April issue with my proofreader yesterday, and she was so elated, and she was like, I just didn't realize how much I missed the warm weather and the sun and how much of an impact it's having on me.
Well, you know, people,
I think that speaks for everyone.
Yeah, people always say to me in the summertime, you know, because I love warm weather. I have to tell you this. I love warm weather. I like humid weather. I have Raynaud's disease. I have arthritis. So give me the warm weather. But people always say to me, well, you won't be saying that in the wintertime. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I will. You know, God intended us actually to walk around naked, not with 50 layers of clothes on. So,
well, that's not a good way of putting it. I never thought of it that way.
You know, I mean, we lost our ability to grow hair like the cavemen. So, you know, we'll get off that. We'll get to Main Street Magazine. Anyway, so, you know, one article that we did not talk about last week that's in your food and your farming issue is... we talked a little bit about it, but not much, and I want to introduce it again because people don't understand hemp and what it is. People hear hemp, and they automatically think of drugs, and hemp is an outgrowth of growing. When you grow hemp, hemp is used, it's an incredibly strong fiber for rope. It's used for a lot of different things. We've been transformed here. You know, we used to be an area of dairy farms. Now, less dairy farms, horse farms. And then all of a sudden, with all the breweries around, a lot of lowing growing for that. This is just another step in agriculture around here. And I want to get back to that story because I think it's really, really, really interesting that I know somebody, like I said, who lives in Vermont that has a hemp farm. You've got your story about the hemp farm that's here locally.
Yeah, Hudson Hemp. It's funny to talk about that. I feel like in the last few years that there have been more and more hemp farms, and I think, you know, people have, I hope, become more educated about it, and especially with the, you know, places like Theria Wellness in Great Barrington, even though, you know, that's, they do sell THC, but, you know, as THC has become legalized, you know, there's been a lot of education, I feel, with the difference between CBD, THC, and what hemp is. And, you know, in Copic, there are a couple of hemp farms. Harney was growing some behind their factory on 22. So I feel like it's become more and more, I guess, noticeable around here. I mean, you know, the smell alone. But, yes, the different uses for hemp, it's incredible. And you know, some of the health benefits of it are, you can't deny them either. So
yeah.
I feel like there's a growing... growing of them.
I think the news media and most people focus in on, like in Sheffield, just marijuana farms that's totally different. Even though, if these people that are growing marijuana were smart, they'd include the fact that they were going to hire an extra staff to do hemp products. But it's a great story, and I love the picture that goes with the story because. If I had a picture of what hemp farmers would look like, that's it.
Hey, Hudson Hemp, it's three siblings who have, you know, an education in this type of farming and experience. And I think that the two sisters worked out west on hemp farms there. And their brother called them back, hey, I have an idea. Come back and help me. And they've done it up in Hudson and are doing a great thing. But not only that, they're not just growing it. They have their own hemp products. I think that also is another distinguisher factor about them.
That picture it reminds me, I think it's called American Gothic, where the two, the farmer and his wife are standing.
Yeah.
The only thing they're missing is a pitchfork and the shovel. I mean, other than that, it's a great picture. So
it's a wonderful photo, yes.
Speaking about wonderful photos, you've got the Best of 2020 Wildlife Gallery.
This is Scenic Hudson's Best of 2020. They shared a ton of photos with us, and we have, you know, just a little intro here. as to why they have these trail cams out and, you know, and some of the things that they've caught. But, you know, we just had the photos speak for themselves, and on the second page it's all the photos. But, you know, wildlife around here, we have such a varying level of it and so many different species of animals. And even though we don't necessarily see them, when we look out, they're there. And, I mean, I know at my house we had this winter, there was a dead deer, I don't know, in viewing distance from my house. And I think it just died of natural causes or something, you know. But my husband had a trail cam, and we had a family of bobcats that would come and feast on it.
Oh, yeah.
And on the trail cam, you can see my house in the background of it, but it's just like, you know, watching them and seeing how many. I think there were five or six at one point. And so, like, this, you know, the fact that Scenic Hudson shared these photos with us and going through them, you know, we were just like in awe of the coyotes, the bears, the turkeys, and I mean, the introduction photo of that deer is hilarious.
Yeah,
but they're checking this stuff out too.
Well, it's interesting because around my house about 3 years ago, I put five blink cameras to cover four sides of the house and then one out towards the road, and because I wanted to see what was crawling around at night out there, because right. That's why we live up here. Yeah, I get to see bears occasionally during the day. But what shows up on my camera at night is the amount of, well, of course, I live at the base of Mount Riga, so the amount of wildlife is really amazing. And you know what? It's just plain fun to see. It's just plain fun to see. So it's a lot of great pictures. Now, we'll go from that. And what's the story, because I haven't read it yet, on Chatham's Berry Farm?
So Chatham, the Berry Farm is just outside of Chatham in northern Columbia County, and it's a family-run farm, and they've for years had a great farm stand and their own fields that they've grown. You know, obviously it started with berries, but they've through the years evolved, and now they have their own, drinks, adult drinks that they do there. But you know, their farm stand is just awesome. They have so many different things there that they offer all year long, and they have greenhouses, and so it's definitely worth a visit.
All right, and the final story that we'll look at today, Battenfield and Son.
This one actually took me by surprise because I didn't realize the extent of the flowers. I always associated them with their Christmas trees. When you're driving from Pine Plains out to Rhinebeck or Red Hook, right before you get to that big fork in the road, is Battenfield or FW, Battenfield and Son. And growing up, I'd always noticed the, of course, acres and acres of rolling Christmas trees. But I'd noticed also the greenhouses, but never put two and two together. But it came as a surprise that they're one of the premier sellers of these flowers, that which are beautiful. And so it's, you know, it just goes to show you never fully realize what's going on in our region and how worldly we are here.
Well, all these stories and more. Now, what are we preparing for next month?
It is our April issue, which is our third annual environmental issue. We just went to press yesterday. I see in my email that I have a proof waiting for me from the printer, and we're pretty excited about it. Environmentalism is something I've been, you know, passionate about since I was a kid, so it came as a natural fit a couple of years ago. And this issue just came together, you know, so naturally, and we're so excited about it. And a lot of our advertisers love the theme and are able to tie into it and talk about, you know, a lot of them are into some form of environmentalism or natural things, and so they were able to share their expertise as well. And it should hit newsstands around the 1st of April.
All right, Main Street Magazine on your newsstands for free, and of course on your computer at mainstreetmag.com. Doran, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, and that is Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Once again, you'll find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and throughout the tri-state region at various newspaper locations to pick it up absolutely free.